have heard of TV anchors, but tonight that term carries a more urgent meaning. There's a stepped-up effort to make sure people anchor their TVs. Kids are being injured or killed in a rash of accidents involving televisions falling over on top of them. Joining us now with some words of warning is Andrea Gielen with the Johns Hopkins Center for Injury Research and Policy in Baltimore. And hopefully she'll be standing by right now on the phone. But just to give you a little bit of background, 5 children in recent months have been injured or killed, mostly in the Chicago area. And so the Consumer Product Safety Commission is trying to get the message out again, saying that parents just don't realize that even the new televisions can be dangerous for these kids. And so they are urging parents to anchor their TVs and also anchor their furniture, particularly if they're talking about a long, you know, a very tall piece of furniture that can fall over. The commission also plans to discuss safety tips during a Twitter conversation on Thursday. So right now, let's go to Andrea Gielen with the Johns Hopkins Center for Injury Research and Policy in Baltimore. Andrea, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thank you for covering the story.
I know that a lot of these recent incidents have been happening in the Chicago area, but Hopkins is getting right out there and trying to get the message out too, right?
Absolutely. We have several children's safety centers that we run here at Hopkins where families can learn more about how to properly secure tall furniture, TVs that are on unstable furniture by using furniture straps and braces and things that we sell at low cost through our children's safety centers.
And I have no facts to back this up, but something tells me that with the new televisions in particular, because they're so lightweight, that it may fool some parents into thinking that these might be just safe to just sort of put anywhere.
Right. Well, the problem is that anything that's on any heavy piece of furniture and like a TV that sits on top of a piece of furniture can easily tip over when a child tries to climb on the furniture. So the idea is that you want to make sure that the furniture is bolted to the wall, that the TVs are also anchored when they're on a wall, and you don't want to put something that would attract a child on top of a piece of furniture where the television is sitting, because they will try to get to it, and that's when these terrible tragedies happen.
Yeah, do you know if there's any kind of push? I don't think it's required by law, but for manufacturers and for stores to sell these anchors with the TVs.
Well, I think that's a great idea, and we certainly would love to see retailers selling safety straps and other anchors when they sell TVs and furniture that could pose a tip-over hazard for kids.
What kinds of injuries are we seeing involving kids in the Baltimore area that come to mind?
Well, there are many types of injuries. In fact, many people are not aware that injuries are the leading cause of death for children, and those can come from things in the home like fires and burns or furniture tipping over, as well as injuries due to car crashes and pedestrian injuries. So parents, there are many things that parents can do to protect their children from all of these types of injuries, and that's what the Children's Safety Centers here at Hopkins try to communicate.
And I'm sure the Safety Center, I'm sure you have a website of some sort with all kinds of great information.
Absolutely.
Why don't you rattle that off for us?
Okay, www.jhsph.edu/injury center, all one word.
All right, we'll try and get that on our website, wbal.com. And Andrea Gielen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.